So the very first verse of this gospel was what I was referring to. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him might not perish, but might have eternal life. I'd like you to think for a moment of something that you really love to do that you also think you're pretty good at. Maybe it's an academic subject, like math or whatever. Maybe it's a sport. You have particular athletic ability. Maybe it's a musical talent. You can play some type of instrument, or you can sing. Maybe it's an artistic talent, where you can draw or sculpt or paint. I'd like you to think about that thing that you're really good at and ask yourself, how much have you put into investigating how to get better at it? You know, we have a saying that we learn from our mistakes. But psychology and studies tell us that's not as true as a better way that we learn. And that is that we learn from our success. Think about it for a minute. You know, you might say to yourself, I really am not very good at math. And in large measure, it's because math is some kind of foreign subject to you. I was subbing today for Mr. Maris, and one of the students in class said, Father, tell us about the mysteries of God. And I said, well, we are in math class, after all. We generally learn more from what we're good at. It is the ability to catch that football that makes us want to do more and more. It is the ability to solve that calculus problem that we didn't think we could get that gives us the courage and the energy to try something even more difficult. It's that difficult piece of music or that beautiful painting that we've accomplished, that we are able to do something really wonderful. Maybe it is a friendship that we've really invested in and we recognize how deep is that friendship and how beneficial it is to us. And so I ask a question in light of all of that. How much energy, how much effort, how much investigation do you put into your relationship with Jesus? My experience is that oftentimes when we are not active in our faith, we haven't really thought much about our faith. We haven't thought much about Jesus. We haven't put ourselves in a situation where we really kind of take the time and the energy and the prayer to figure out what Jesus teaches, how he loves us, and what he wants us to do. Because we can run the risk of thinking that because God loves us so much, we don't really need to worry about our relationship with God. But significant relationships don't work that way. If Mr. Hamer were to go home today to his loving wife and say, well, I know that you're always going to love me, so I don't need to pay any attention to you, I doubt things would go very well in the Hamer household if he said that. The same with Mr. Eichwald. Or, you know, if he just said to his wife, well, you know, I don't have to think about you at all anymore because I know you're always going to love me. Relationships don't work that way. We cannot experience the depth of a relationship unless we're willing to put something into a relationship. And that's what Jesus is getting at in today's gospel. We have a choice. There's light and there's darkness. And sometimes we just kind of wander around in the dark because nothing really horrible seems to happen. But imagine if we sought the light. Imagine if we gave some thought to God. My experience is that a lot of high school students claim that they don't believe in God, that they're atheists. My guess is that that's not true. I've said as much to many students. It is rather that the simplistic answers that were necessary for us when we were really little, because we couldn't grasp any more complicated answer, now they don't work in the same way. We can't have a little kid faith anymore. We actually have to explore our relationship with Jesus. Do something about it. Think about what we're going to do and who we're going to be and how we're going to live. And through all of that searching and all of that discovery and all of that hard work, it is in that that Jesus loves us. It is when people seek the light that they discover how much they are loved by God and how much God wants something magnificent and wonderful and tremendous. Seek the light, especially in these few weeks that you have left in your high school career, so that as you encounter whatever new adventure awaits you in just a few months, you'll know what it is that God wants you to do, where it is God wants you to go, and who it is God wants you to be.